Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.
All right, all our GEA coverage here on News Talk is with thanks to Bord Gáis Energy, proud sponsor of the GEA Hurling All-Ireland Senior Championship. Keep up to date and follow hashtag hurling to the core. Now, this Sunday, Pearse Stadium, it is the Connacht football semi-final, the old rivalry renewed again, Galway against Mayo. Delighted to be joined on the line by former Mayo manager James Horan and former All-Ireland winner with Galway, John Dively. John, this is in some quarters been put up as a revenge mission for Mayo after what Galway did to them in last season's Connacht Championship. But is it actually still a revenge mission for Galway for what Mayo have inflicted to them during, I guess, James Horan's era, where there were some pretty humiliating days at Pearse Stadium?
Absolutely. James and his team destroyed us on several occasions. So you could say that that Galway still have a lot to prove and catch up on Mayo. Galway-Mayo games, you know, they take a life of their own and form can go out the window sometimes, regardless of what division you're playing in, how your league went. So on Sunday, I expect nothing different. I expect Galway-Mayo just to go at it, hammer and tongs at each other. And, you know, it's very, very hard to know what's going to happen. You know, a lot of people are talking about a possible draw. Weather conditions are normally terrible in Galway, you know, at the best of times. So it's a very intriguing battle. Revenge? Look, it's not revenge. Anytime Galway play Mayo, Galway want to win, and vice versa with Mayo. So it just takes a life of its own, and it's a really intriguing battle on Sunday.
Yeah, just again on Galway, John, comparing them to a year ago and what they've done in the league this season, going and winning the Division 2 title, gaining promotion to Division 1, this Galway side looked to be in a far better position than they were even 12 months ago. What has Kevin Walsh been focusing on over the past year?
Well, trying to get into Division 1, I think, was his main goal for the year. And I know, like talking to Galway people, we're so happy that we're in Division 1 next year. It's a big, big stepping stone for us. So regardless of Sunday's outcome, you know, we're still going to be in the Championship. And, you know, if we can get back to the last eight or last four, like last, you know, try and get into the last four, that's a good year. It's building for the future, really. Galway are still, you know, maybe a year or two away from, you know, having a right crack at the All-Ireland, in my opinion. So the league was brilliant for Galway. The under-21s, you know, we're going to pick in maybe three or four guys into the panel and maybe one or two might see action on Sunday. And it's looking good for the future. But in coming back to Sunday, I mean, it really does come out the window. Again, it's really just down to the 15 on 15 and, you know, what bench will make the best impact on Sunday.
James, quality-wise, when you look at the two 15s, and we're still waiting for the Galway team to be confirmed, but the likely 15s, there doesn't look to be a huge amount between them. We're hearing Galway have been very strong defensively during the Championship. They seem to have a real powerful midfield now with Paul Conroy and Fintan Ocuron, and then they've some of the best forwards in the country. Is it just there what John is talking about of where they are maybe just a couple of years away from physically being able to really contend with Mayo, with Dublin, with Kerry, with the real elite teams?
Yeah, I think it takes, you know, if you look at the top teams, they're a couple of years in the making. You know, the Dublins, you know, the Kerry, Mayo, you know, it takes a lot to get up to the strength and power levels that they have. But, you know, at the same time, teams, if they have the right blend of players and the right mix of players and the right qualities, they could, you know, a team can come and still make a sudden impact. And you know, Galway have definitely significantly improved, in my opinion. They've got much more consistent in games than what they have been. And they've tweaked or changed the way Galway traditionally play in that, you know, they have an extra number back and their backs are gone very conservative in how they play in that they don't really kick the ball. You know, they pass and they support run till they get to midfield. And typically you have Paul Conroy or Shane Walsh coming out, getting the ball and really they're the kickers and the guys who set it up. So Galway have a definite game plan under Kevin Walsh, which they've got better and better at. And so that has made them, you know, they don't give away as many turnovers as they have. So it's harder to counterattack against them. And that'll be very, very important in how they play against Mayo on Sunday. Because the Galway backs will not want to kick it and have the Mayo halfbacks attacking them in numbers, you know, if they give it away. So I think Galway, the way they set up has made them harder to beat and harder to score against. And I think I think with the forwards that they have, that's where I see their real threat. They're really potent. I think at the back, I think they'll find it tough against Mayo in the middle of the field. But I think up front, particularly the inside line, you know, I expect Comer, you know, maybe Danny Cummins to be in there, a great ball winner, and Shane Walsh is playing great football. And then you have the Michael Daly's probably to come on, who's scoring very, very heavy. So I see Galway up front having a real threat, and you know, I think they're really going to try and go for it on Sunday.
Just a couple of things on that, James. You were talking about Galway building and how it does take a couple of years to build into one of those elite sides. I'm wondering as well, does it take one moment? Like, when you think back to 2013 and winning by 17 points at Pearce Stadium, granted you'd got to an All-Ireland final the year before, but that was a moment that everybody thought, all right, this Mayo team is something different. It's something quite special. It's a team that's going to be around for quite a while. And the confidence that a win like that does for the entire group, and the potential for Galway, all right, not to win by 17 points this weekend, but to have that sort of breakthrough.
Yeah, no, I know the point you're making, but I suppose that Mayo team that was involved in 2011 in the quarterfinal against Cork was probably the breakthrough game that they did, and they were building then through 12 and through 13. But Galway bet Mayo last year down in Mayo. You know, they got the result. Now, Mayo were very, very poor that night, and I'm sure John will probably agree with me on that, and particularly in the last 20 minutes. But Galway got the win. And things have, you know, the championship last year didn't go their way in the end with how it went against Tipperary. But they've got a consistency since then. They've bounced back, and through the league, through Division 2, they've become a much better team, in my opinion. So even though they haven't been around or as long for that 4 or 5 years that we're talking about as the experienced team, there's a mixture in there that could, if Mayo aren't at full tilt, Galway could catch them. And at home, with the confidence that the under 21 and Division 2 win has brought them, they could look to kick on and could pull away. There's no question about that. So Mayo need to be really at their very, very best on Sunday.
Yeah, John, James was talking there about the Galway defence and maybe not taking a huge amount of risks in terms of kicking the ball and making sure that they hold on to possession. I'm just wondering, in terms of defenders getting forward, if they don't take risks there as well, and if Mayo decide to go, as they did for large chunks of last season with Kevin McLaughlin as a sweeper, and they dropped a couple of midfielders back a bit deeper as well, that brilliant Galway forward line, could they end up being crowded out of it if the Galway defence don't, and the Galway halfback line don't take a few more risks?
Well, Galway, you know, will play with 11 or 12 players behind the ball. They will probably look to soak up a lot of Mayo pressure and hit them on the bounce. So Mayo backs, probably to a man, are a bit stronger than Galway at the moment, and that's why we are packing our defence. But on the counter, you know, we are pretty good. So while Johnny Heaney might be named at wing back, you will see Johnny Heaney bombing up the field an awful lot, not worrying about his defensive duties, because someone in the half-forward line will be sitting in his position.
Right.
So positions might kind of, you know, vary a little bit. Galway, you know, I would love to see Damien Comer and Shane Walsh stay inside on their own and just give them as much ball as possible, spray it out to the corners, regardless of sweepers. I mean, if it's played rightly into space, Comer and Walsh can win their own ball, and then, you know, they are pretty good one-on-one. So Galway are going to be defensive. That's what Kevin wants. It's probably not what a lot of Galway people like to see, but it is what it is, and we have to respect what Kevin is doing. He sees a weakness maybe in our defence. We're putting numbers back. We're dealing with it, and we're breaking forward at pace. The only problem is, when we do break forward at pace, if we're not direct and start going lateral, like we did a little bit against Kildare in the league final the first half, Mayo will soak us up, and they will kill us on the counter. So, you know, we have to be very, very cute on Sunday, and we have to be very patient on Sunday as well.
James, you mentioned there you think Galway are in a better position than they were 12 months ago. Where are Mayo then compared to 12 months ago? I see Stephen Rochford saying this week that this is the strongest squad that he's had, and probably Mayo have had, when you look at the quality of players that are on the bench. But still, even compared to the team that you brought to All-Ireland Finals, you're really only looking at Pat Durkin, Fergal Boland. I know Conor O'Shea is injured, but if he was fit, he'd probably start. There doesn't seem to be any sort of conveyor belt, any real progress from the under-21s over the last couple of years.
Yeah, definitely you'd like more. I don't think there's any doubt about that. You know, you'd like 3 or 4 probably every year pushing or certainly challenging at you know, for the match day 26, and then putting that ripple pressure effect onto the 15 as well. You know, but you know, Jim O'Connor is there. You know, Jim O'Connor was injured somewhat last year, and he's coming back to his very, very best. You have Fergal Boland, who's scoring well from open play. So he is an addition. You know, you have Chris Barrett back starting as well, and you have Jerk Half back. You know, we hadn't Jerk for a lot of last year. So when you add up a few of the little bits and pieces, yeah, it mightn't be that new name of that really spectacular new name that you're looking for, but when you add up all the bits, there's still a lot of energy and experience and quality that are coming, that are there for with that Mayo team. So I think that'll give them an energy in itself. And what they're doing is they're always looking to improve their game. And I think every year, you know, they've looked at what can we improve the most or what do we need to work on. And, you know, I know certainly their skills and decision-making, they're putting an awful lot of effort and work into that, you know, when the games are tight, that the right decisions are made and that there's fewer turnovers. So they're always looking at that as well as new personnel and new mixes. So I think there's enough change and new stuff there to give the team a real energy this year.
I'm going to sound like the most patronising and biased Mayo man with this question, James, but does it suit Mayo having a strong Galway? I'm thinking last year, I don't know, I don't want to say they got caught in the hop because Galway deserved to win the game, but having watched Mayo during the league, when it's incredibly intense, when it has a proper championship feel, and this going back to last year's championship as well, that seems to get the very best out of Mayo. That's where Mayo are able to compete. They don't seem to be able to compete when they're at 70 or 80%, that when it's really on the line, when they have to go into the well, that's actually when this Mayo group are at their very, very best. Like, can they win a game in fourth gear, or does everything have to be flat out for Mayo to win?
Yeah, I think that's a fair question based on how the last two leagues have gone, really, I suppose. And you know, if they go a game against last year in the championship, you know, and even against Fermanagh and Kildare last year, Mayo within games there was an inconsistency there, and it was hard to see. So, you know, I think this draw was made a number of months ago. You know, with respect to Sligo, who Mayo were playing first, I think John touched on it there, the Mayo Galway rivalry. It's Mayo love playing Galway and vice versa. They absolutely do. You know, and I think this from a long way out has been a focus for this Mayo team. You know, national leagues and all the prep since has been about being right, because they know they need to be right because what Galway did last year and how the national league. So about being right for Pearce Stadium at 4 o'clock on Sunday, and I suspect based on the experience of that Mayo panel that they'll have got a lot of the inputs right for this kickoff of the game.
John, you spoke about the counter-attacking football of Galway and trying to attack with a bit of pace there. I'm just wondering, when they look at that Mayo defence and if it's Jerry Cafferkey at full back, is there a way that they can isolate him? Do they put Damien Comer on him and tell him not to leave his side for the entire game?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not going to tell a forward not to... I don't know about you, but I wouldn't tell any of my forwards to don't let the back out of your side. The back has to mark the forward. So, I mean, it's up to Damien Comer just to keep moving around and see, can he get Jerry Cafferkey, if it is Jerry Cafferkey that's going to be marking him, you know, can he get him moved, and then can the quality ball go in from the guys on the outside? You know, you mightn't see that much kicking into him, you know, because, as James said, we're playing a lot more little hand passes, a lot more running, and that's going to be, you know, fitness levels will be well tested. I mean, it's very, very hard to play a fast-running game like Galway have been doing throughout most of the league in Championship against Mayo when the physical hits go up 100%. And, you know, again, throw in, if there is rain and wind in Galway, like, there's going to be so many slippages, there's going to be bad ball handling, and it'll come down to maybe, I think what's key for Galway and Mayo is for Galway that they don't concede the freeze at the back, because while we will have numbers back there, if we're not disciplined in our tackling, you know, Killian O'Connor will, you know, bang it over 9 out of 10 times. Whereas up the other side, I'm not convinced yet that we have a really, really reliable free taker. So we probably have more chance of scoring from open play than we have from freeze. So Mayo, you know, might look at that as well, and they might tactically foul, you know, just outside
right.
The zone and say, well, you know, Galway mightn't go for all these frees. Whereas up the other side, if we foul, you know, Killian's going to kill us. So it's very, very intriguing. I mean, I think both goalkeepers will probably kick a little bit longer than what we used to see in the Championship in the last year or two.
There could be a lot of aerial duels out around the middle. And Galway, you know, have, to me, a little advantage in the air. There might be a little bit better fetchers than Mayo. When I say better, I mean taking four out of four against four. We might have three better catchers. Mayo might have two. So I think we have a little bit of an advantage there. But on the breaking ball, Mayo are so good on the breaking ball. So Mayo half-back line is savage and they're brilliant ball carriers. Whereas the Galway half-back line will have numbers there. So Mayo might play three and a half back line. We could have five there. So again, Mayo have a little advantage there. But I think we're good at scoring goals. We might have an advantage there. And I would like to see Michael Daly being held in reserve and purely because I think if it opens up a bit more, if Michael comes into it, then he might get that little bit of space and he might, you know, be able to kick 3 or 4 points. Subs are going to be vital for Galway. You know, even Danny Cummins, he's not at full fitness. They might hold him. Danny has a good record against Mayo the last year or two. He might be able to get a score at the vital time. And we have a really good young player called Killian McDade. I don't know if he'll start or not, but again, he's like a Lee Keegan, Colin Boyle type of halfback that'll bomb up the field. So, you know, there's lots of... It's just so hard to tell. I mean, you know, the referee, how will Joe McQuillan ref it? Like, will he let it flow? Will he let common sense apply? Or for every little hand across the shoulder, will he just blow it up straight away? So there's lots to consider here, you know.
Where does Michael Meehan fit into all this?
Honestly, I don't know. I think it's very, very hard to, you know, to ask Michael to go in and make a big contribution when he hasn't played championship football in a few years. I mean, you can be going really, really well in league and he didn't really play league, obviously, and training, but it's a different ball game. And he could come in. Michael is such a good player. You could get one opportunity and roof it in the back of the net, or, you know, things mightn't go well. So I wouldn't be dependent on Michael. I think it's up to the other guys now to step it up and see what they can do. You know, I think Armstrong could have a good say for us. I don't know the Galway team. I would like to see him start because Armstrong is really steady. It's his home patch. And he could maybe get a couple of settling scores for Galway at the right time. He mightn't last the full game. But I think Armstrong, to me, I would like to start him just to have that senior presence up front, you know.
Yeah, James, there always seems to be a Galway forward that we get very excited about, from Michael Meehan through to Sean Armstrong and then on to Shane Walsh. He's had a difficult couple of years since he burst onto the scene through injury and various other matters. He looks back to his very best this season during the league campaign. What's his best position and what are you expecting from him in this championship season?
Yeah, I think the likes of Shane Walsh, I think he's a brilliant player. I think he's a bit of a free spirit. I think so. He's one of those guys that you almost, you know, do you give him a free roll around the forwards and use your pace, get on the ball as often as you can, you know, and maybe have a designated area of the pitch where the guys know he'll be or he'll be hanging around and try and open it up for him, give him space, because his acceleration, he's very, very like Michael Donlan, the way that Michael used to play in his bomb. So I think he's the type of guy you just try and get as much as possible. And he's so dangerous. You know, he's both feet. His balance is brilliant. He can go either side of the defender. So, I do think, you know, Mayo have defenders in Patrick Durkin. You know, Lee Keegan go back in him, or even Colin Boyle. You know, I think Mayo have defenders that look to curb the influence of Shane.
Do you take it for granted that Kevin McLaughlin plays as a sweeper?
No, not at all. Not at all, you know. And do you need a sweeper against Galway when they have so many people back, you know? Do you just play your natural game and set it up your own way, you know? Because no point you having 8 people back or 7 people back if Galway only, you know, 4 up. So a lot will depend on how each team sets up. You know, Kevin has played corner forward a lot in the league, and believe it or not, if he's a really, really top level corner forward. He's got pace and he's very accurate, you know. So
do they have another option for a sweeper if it's not McLaughlin, if he decides, from what he's seen with McLaughlin playing as a corner?
You know, a sweeper in some games can be a simple role. In other games, depending on the opposition set up, can be very difficult. But, you know, you've obviously Keith there. You've Chris Barrett back fit. You've Brendan Harrison fit, ready to come on. So, more options. Our calf obviously back. That's more options that we've had in a while. Cornerback. Yeah, we'll release Keith. I don't know, you know. So there's definitely some options there.
John, what's your prediction then? You can be biased.
Yeah, well, obviously, like, you know, I'd be really hoping that Galway will bring a huge level of physicality and, you know, a sheer passion and will to win, because,
you know, these games don't come around too much. Galway Mayo, there's a lot of pride at stake, and James mentioned it there. I mean, you know, when you go back home to your club afterwards, you know, and they say, how did the game go? You know, you want to be able to say that you put in one hell of a battle against the biggest rivals that you have. So I hope Galway put in a huge performance. I hope they're not bullied by Mayo, because Mayo are just so long on the road that this Galway team, they need to step up a bit. You know, I'm not overly worried if we don't win the game, because there is a bright future there. However, I think if we just, you know, are patient and hit Mayo on the counter and can get as much one-on-one ball in on top of Damien Comer, Shane Welsh, and then, you know, hopefully the likes of Danny or Michael Daly can come on and spring it. You know, we have a really, really good chance. We just have to be ready for Mayo's physicality. Like, I don't know. Like, I'd be hugely surprised if Aidan O'Shea wasn't to play. I mean, I think Aidan is a super footballer, and I mean, he'll want to go out. He's always played well against Galway, and he played brilliant a few years ago there. So, I can't understand, like, you know, how Aidan wouldn't be starting, and how Mayo wouldn't be trying to go for this game from the off and play their best 15. And to me, he's obviously in their best 15. So if Galway can handle Mayo and stay within, you know, plus two or three, minus two or three at halftime, then we have a right good chance of it, you know. It's just you're fearful that if Mayo did pull away a little bit, what could happen, you know.
Mm. James, I know you're in a rush to go. I thought we'd go through a full Mayo preview without mentioning Aidan O'Shea, but what's the inside story? Is he going to start?
We nearly got there. I wouldn't have a clue what the inside story is, to be honest. But I'd certainly love to see him play. And I think Mayo will try and bring something different. I wouldn't be surprised if he had Aidan O'Shea or maybe Jim O'Connor inside and put real pressure on Galway. I think Galway have planned and built for this game from a long way out. So they'll have all their setups and matchups and all this kind of, what if this happens, they'll have all those scenarios planned. But I think Mayo, you know, will should look to surprise them and throw everything at them. And I think that might happen. I think from my point of view, I think Mayo's power source is still their half-back line. And Patrick Durkin has only added to the power and ability that's there. So I think if Mayo take risks there, generate the amount of attacks that they need through that, I think Mayo will have enough against an up-and-coming Galway team, in fairness. I just think Mayo will have the experience and they have that power there to see them home.
If it doesn't happen, and I know you're not going to say it's the end for this group, but we hear that they've been on the road for so long. Is this a pivotal game in terms of where Mayo go for the entire season and where they go for the next few years?
Yeah, I think it's an important game. I do. I think if they get beaten in Galway, second year running, and again, it all depends, you know, who you get in the qualifiers. Is it away from home or where it is? And a lot can, you know, and to me, the local public and everyone builds a bit of pressure, so it could be difficult, yeah. But again, there's a lot of experience there. They regrouped just about last year and went a long way in the championship. So certainly losing one game isn't the end of everything. But definitely would like to be going away on Sunday and go through in the front door.
A lot of positivity, James, there, which is a good thing, because you wrote a great article for newstalk.com this week, Everything's Wrong, Nothing is Right, about punditry and about some of the negativity around punditry, which is well worth a read. So thanks for joining us again. We'll talk to you over the weekend. You will be at Pearce Stadium for us on Sunday, and John Dively as well. Take it easy, lads. John Dively and James Horan there. All our GAA coverage on News Talk with thanks to Bord Gáis Energy, giving customers exclusive access to the GAA Hurling All-Ireland Senior Hurling Championship at bgerewards.ie. Up next, we're going to be talking to Kenny Cunningham ahead of the Republic of Ireland against Austria.
Off the ball on News Talk. Thanks to Air. Catch all the sports you love free on the Air Sport Pack with Air Broadband.